Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. And we're also joined by our good buddy, John Peters, back from the Animal Kingdom this weekend. Hey, John, pull up a stool. How you doing, buddy?
Jumbo, how are we doing, fellas? Good afternoon.
A lot of train driving, no golden monkeys this weekend, right, John?
Not a one. Nope. Gotta spending the time in Animal Kingdom, and I haven't had a single beer there in about 2 months now. So there you go.
You probably spent more time at the Animal Kingdom the last few weeks than you have in the last few years.
Probably a total of about close to 50 hours in the last 2 weeks. So I would think so.
Well, and because I know Lisa drags you over to Epcot.
Yeah. So
before we get started on we're going to do a little kind of food show tonight. We're going to cover all the, we're going to cover 10 of the entrees that have, or what are they called, Dennis? What will we call them? 10 of the entrees from Food and Wine Festival?
The kiosk offerings.
There you go.
We'll call them entrees then. It's easier. I ain't going to say kiosk. I'll mess that up somehow. But anyway, we're going to do some of the dishes and entrees from Food and Wine, 10 that made it on from our website at It's All in WDW. You can head over there and read the articles that Bob did. And then also we're going to cover some of the updates. A lot of the menus were updated around Walt Disney World. This time of year in July, summertime, they'll usually update some. So there's 6 or 7 restaurants that have updated their menus. So we're going to browse through them and see if we can see what the changes were, like we did at the Columbia Harbor House on Sunday. We'll finish up the rest of them. And did you see that? When you get to that, John, being you weren't on Sunday, and I know you started to listen, and I can't blame you. You probably cut it off halfway through because you're getting tired of hearing of us.
No, I got home, so it was
But anyway, they got a combination platter now over at Columbia Harbor House that we didn't know about. Did you know about that?
Is it fish and shrimp?
It's fish, shrimp, and chicken, but they got like 3 different combos now.
It seems like they used to have a fish and shrimp one that we used to get, and then they took it off, and I'd be happy to see it back on the menu.
Yeah, it is back on. There's a triple combo and a double combo now. There's chicken nuggets, shrimp, and fish, and then you can get two of it. You can decide which two you want. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah,
so you should check that out. Listen to us. The guy, we do a really good job telling you about it.
All right. I'll pay close attention.
But before we get into all the food and get everybody hungry, how'd your weekend go, John? How'd your first full weekend go at working for the Mouse?
Well, I got down there on Saturday, and according to guidelines, they have the ability to change your schedule with up to 4 days notice. And I looked at my schedule last weekend. I worked Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so I went in on Saturday. Didn't double check, and they had canceled my Saturday work. So I drove all the way down there, got in, had my uniform or my costume on and everything, and got in, and I'm standing around for about half an hour because the way I'm planning this, I'm getting there a good probably 25 to 30 minutes early because I'm just anticipating running into traffic at some point. And I don't want to be late ever, so I'm doing my best. So I'm always there really early, so I'm standing around forever, and you have to literally wait until the very minute that you work to clock in. And so I wait, and I clock in, and it says, you have no shifts today. Wonderful!
Before you continue to go, we're going to settle something here. We're going to call this your uniform and not your costume. How's that sound? Will you agree with that, Dennis? It's his uniform, not his costume?
You know, it's funny you say that, Doug, because the real quick story, I was at my real job. This was like 10 years ago, and somehow the uniform / costume came up, and I said costume, and everybody in the room laughed at me. But I think John will attest to this. Disney does call it's called a costume.
Yep. Well, here at the pub, we call it a uniform.
Yeah, and I know it doesn't sound manly, but in Disney speak,
I put a costume on the kids, not the adults.
Well, if you ever work for Disney, you will be wearing a costume. That's what
not
it is,
a uniform.
That's what they call it. So that's why John is going back and forth between his, what he would call it at his normal job and what he calls it, what Disney calls it.
Well, when you go to Comic-Con, it's a costume. When you go to work, it's a uniform. How's that sound?
I wear pants that have black and white stripes on them, so I don't know what exactly.
Well, you're a trained operator and engineer. It's your uniform.
All right.
Well, you go up to the guy at the conduct. You go up to the train station and tell him, "I love your costume." He'll smack you. but anyway. So anyway, go back to your story with your uniform. You got your uniform on. You go to punch in, and they tell you have no schedule today.
Yeah, no shift that day, and they weren't able to get me on the schedule or do anything. So there I am. So I should have just went to Epcot or anything, but I didn't bring any regular clothes to change into. So
you said you're always going to do that, too.
Yeah, I've got a bag out there now, so I didn't do it on Saturday morning. So I decided I'd just head home, but before I did, I had to stop by the discount store again and take a look. So I bought a picture that I texted you guys. Nice picture that was, I think, hanging in the yacht club, some of the yacht club resort rooms. So we'll get that hung up on the wall now. So it's a nice shot of kids in the 20s playing on the boardwalk. So it looks really nice in our living room. So
at this point, John owes. It owes Disney money. John's in the hole to Disney as of right now.
So far, I'm on the losing end. I've spent more money since I've got the job at Disney than they paid me. So
we need to keep John out of the store until he gets a couple paychecks, Dennis.
Yes.
I skipped it Saturday and Sunday, so I was rather proud of myself. So.
Oh, geez. It's going to be like we're going to have to call them up and tell him – he has a problem. You got to keep him out. You can only allow him in once a month. What do you think, Den? Should we do this for him?
Yeah, do him a service. Anything exciting happen on your ships? Anything different than what you described, last week when you told us what you were doing?
Well, I'm still finishing my training. I got two more days of training. So I ended up working Sunday and Monday. We took Sunday. I was opening conductor, which means you're at the back of the train as it comes out of the roundhouse. And then Monday, we did opening engineer, which means you're driving the train out of the roundhouse. And then I got to do a closing engineer, where we back it back into the roundhouse. And just, that's working with the spur lines and all that type of stuff. And it's most interesting thing is, I mean, it's working on the train is just, it's cool, I mean, it's really, really neat. And,
yeah, that's why you wear a uniform.
There you go. But you get down off of the engine and you're doing the spur lines and stuff, and you look around and there's the ostrich about 5 feet from you looking at you. So it's really cool. I mean, how often do you have a job where you're that close to an ostrich every day?
So hey, dude, it's you should see some of the guys on my job site. It's not too
they
far
look like
off.
Ostriches.
Got a couple ostriches, a couple grizzly bears, a couple possums running around.
But honestly, the most interesting thing that happened was I was finishing yesterday. I was doing the platform, and I don't know about you guys, but when I decided I was going to get this job, I'm totally buying into the whole Disney thing. I mean, I've always loved Disney World, and it's always been a a dream of mine to work out there. So as a cast member, I'm totally bought in. I'm picking up trash. I'm friggin' talking to people. I'm friendly. I'm doing my best to smile. I'm just, and I'm also in my mid 40s. So I look a little older than most of the folks I'm working with. And so that combined with that, this somewhat professional attitude and demeanor that I have. I don't cuss a whole lot at work. I don't think it's very professional. I know you're a construction worker, Doug. It's different, but
no, dude,
in my job.
No, I curse when I'm angry, but I don't really curse a lot on the jobs either, because you got a lot of other people roaming around, especially the jobs I'm on, a lot of these big sites. You never know what ladies are going to be on the sites. I try not to, because we got a lot of women that are architects and stuff like that, and every once in a while you'll say something's bad, and it always seems that somebody's around that you didn't expect to be there. So I try not, I try not to do it unless something really bad happens, like I smash my hand or, something where it's out before you can think about it. But for the most part, I try not to either. You try to have a professionalism.
Well,
especially
I'm
here
in the
pub, we don't like the curse either.
Right.
I'm in the break room with these other, and basically I'm going to call them kids because they are to me. I mean, they're probably to you guys too. I mean, they're early 20s and stuff, and they're, nobody's around, so they're just letting loose and stuff like that, and I'm quiet and reserved, keeping my demeanor and stuff. And so later on I find out that half of the people think that I'm an undercover boss. I'm a plant.
he's a narc.
That I have been put in there, because even one of the girls, she came up to me and goes, "You're going to be a frontline cast member." that's what I'm doing. I mean, that's what I wanted to do. And so they think I'm some kind of a narc or something. So,
well, you should have ran with that for a while. Give me a coffee.
He could take advantage of that situation, John.
Exactly.
See, John, what you should do is, this is what I would do. I would get myself a little tiny notepad and keep it in my back pocket and just jot stuff down. And jot it down if you like that ostrich, just to remind yourself of some things you want to talk about on the show. But take the pencil and dab it on your tongue when you're looking at one of the kids and start writing down in your notebook. I'd have some fun with it, man.
Make a little note.
Yeah. Love fresh baked chocolate chip cookies. I'm just saying.
And just look at them and go, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you, Dad?
What's your name?
Absolutely. I'd play it up for all I could. I mean, they don't know what to think of you, so you could really work this to your advantage.
Hey, I would be like at break if they're all sitting around you, because you're allowed on your phone at break, right?
Yeah.
I'd say Uncle Bob, things are going good around here. I'll let you know how things are at the Animal Kingdom, Uncle Bob.
Just look at your watch once in a while, and it's close to break being over. They'll all scramble and run out to their post or whatever, You'll think you're timing them.
That's what I would do, John. I'd have some fun with this.
I don't know. That was the most interesting thing. So, I think next weekend I'll be doing more of the conducting, more of the platform and stuff like that. So, but I'm having a lot of fun so far. It's really interesting, and I think this is one of the jobs where there's enough different positions and stuff that's gonna keep me interested. I think the part I'm having the hardest time adjusting to is wearing pants in the middle of the afternoon in summer in Florida. So that's the toughest part I'm battling through. So.
You sound like my brother. He's on a union job now over in out in Bridgeport for our hall now, and he's one that wears shorts all the time. He's shorts from April to October. And the first thing he's crying to me about, I gotta wear pants. Well, if you've seen his knees look like two crocodiles. Because of doing construction, he's on his knees all the time. They're all torn up. They flake like he has dandruff on the darn things. So I told him, I said, wearing pants is gonna be good to you. You might get your natural skin back on your knees by the time you're done this job. I get it, John, but it's like, you'll be okay, buddy.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I mean, I've done it so far. I'm just waiting for October to get here so to cool off a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well. But,
I mean, and if that's the only detriment, I think I can handle it. So.
But like you were saying with the ostrich, you get the good thing about your job. You're gonna be seeing something different every day, different families, different people. You know, I mean, do you have the same cast members every day, or do you switch out quite a bit?
You know, working Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, I think I'm going to run into probably five or six people that consistently have the same type of schedule that I do. But then there's going to be probably a new one or two every week that I haven't met before and stuff like that, because I think there's a total of 25, 30 different people that work on that. So, but wow. Yeah, we see the ostriches all the time, and then that rhino comes down there every once in a while. We actually watch the ostriches get upset with the rhino and run him off. So that was kind of funny.
Oh, you'll probably get to know them all by name, too.
Frank, yeah.
What, so. The rhino's name is Frank or the ostrich?
The rhino. All the ostriches are actually girls. They're all female. So.
Well, your job is to get their names.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever noticed it, either one of you guys, but when you're going to Rafiki's Planet Watch, you actually pass, if you look over on the other side of, I think it's the Rhino building, you'll see Pride Rock, where the lion usually hangs out, and you'll see the top of that, and he was actually up there the last time we made the ride, I think, on Saturday, so we got a really nice view of him. So,
well, that's cool. So that's what I'm saying. You'll get something different every day. You'll get different families, different people. I think it sounds very interesting, and then I would really go off on that, pretend that I'm somebody I'm not, deal with the kids. Yeah. But have some fun with that. So one of these days, hopefully soon, you'll be able to go play after your days at work. You were supposed to go to the water park, and you bailed on us this week.
Yeah, well, thunder and lightning will ruin a day at a water park. So,
I think it would have been fun. I think it would have been fun to see a couple lightning strikes with you going down Summit Plummet.
Well, that's the goal. I mean, Blizzard Beach is over on that side of a property, so I'm definitely, as soon as I can get a schedule where I'm off at 5:30, I'm going to hit it for a couple hours, because right now they're closing at 8, so that's in the plans.
We got to get you on Misadventures Falls, too.
That's on the other side, so yeah, I'm going to get over there, too.
Well, you need to, we got to get him a GoPro, Dan.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what we need.
John going around the parks, or even wearing it on his shift. I'm sure they'd allow him to do that.
Oh, yeah, no problem there whatsoever. Yeah,
I think I seen, too. I think maybe I get why going into our food thing. And I don't know if this is going to be – I just seen this for the first time. I think I know where the Yak and Yeti might have been closed.
Why is that?
Because they have a breakfast there now.
Ah, they've had to put in some special enhancements to support breakfast.
I don't know, but it says new here. Yak and Yeti local cafes, the outside has breakfast now. They didn't have it before that I know of. What about you guys?
First I've heard of it.
So we'll go over that too. But before we head there with the new menus, we're gonna head to our website. It's all in WDW. And I'm glad, John, you're at the park. You're gonna be full of stories, I'm sure. I can't wait for the first kid to kick you in the shins and you tell us about it. We're not letting her get
those
the seat
little angels
you want.
Never.
Yes. I want that seat. But anyway, five more dishes went and on our website in the second round that were voted in. Do you guys know what they are, or do you want me to read them to you?
Oh, read them, please.
Okay. The Cabernet Sauvignon braised beef from France, the beer braised beef and smoked Gouda mashed potatoes, Belgium, the seared scallops, Coastal Eats, which is new. I'm looking for. I wish I was going just for them. Was the scallops were good last year, guys, weren't they?
Oh yeah, they were always good.
Yeah, roasted pork wings with Korean barbecue sauce, flavor from Fire, new, which I would like to try them too, and the crispy pork belly from Brazil. Are the five that made it through at the second vote. And the first vote was Le Cellier's wild mushroom beef filet mignon, the zesty cheeseburger and cheddar cheese macaroni handwich from Kraft Beers, the baked shrimp scampi dip and sourdough baguette from Coastal Eats. Coastal Eats has a couple good entrees on the menu.
Right. And that's
two
new
really
too.
Good sounding, yep. Yeah. Two really good seafood samplings.
Yes. Mojo pork and black beans, cilantro rice, pickled red onions, Islands of Caribbean. Me and Dennis will go get our big shrimp scampi.
Yes.
And grilled sweet and spicy bushberry shrimp from Australia. They're the 10 that made it through so far. And we'll have more voting coming out soon.
All worthy dishes, I think. They all sound pretty good. I mean, about half of them are returning items, but there's a lot of new stuff there as well. So it's a good balance.
I'd eat 9 of the 10. I'd leave the cilantro Mojo pork black beans out of it for me. John, you going to get that?
Oh, yeah. The grocery store down here at Publix, they have mojo pork almost every weekend. So we usually pick it up there. So, yeah, if we can get it at Epcot, it's going to be even more flavorful. So, yeah, definitely hit it.
So. Well, we have more groups coming up to vote for, so we'll let you know when the polls are out.
Yep.
All right, so let's go to the menus update. There's a bunch of menus that have been updated throughout the year. I mean, they get updated throughout the year, and most of the time it seems like summertime and late winter is when I usually notice the updates around Christmas time, first of the year, and around July and August is when they do the menu updates. Have you guys noticed that? It seems when they do it.
Yeah, it makes sense. About halfway through the year. And
In April, May, they usually do updates, as you could see on this site. But usually sometime around the summer and then in the middle of winter is when they get most of their updates.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, as we were speaking, the Yak and Yeti. I didn't know they were going to serve breakfast here. Did you hear about that, Mr. Animal Kingdom?
No, I haven't heard nothing about that at all. Of course, I'm in Africa, not Asia, so I don't know. So.
Oh, yeah, it's a long continent away, John, so
it
I
is.
Understand.
It is.
Well, anyway, and I think we'd have known about that. I know I would have tried to eat here when we did the $80 a day deal just to do something different. So.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, I don't remember it being in our Sunday news show. I just don't remember hearing anything at all about this.
No, so it says new, the menu's new, as of this July, so it's just recently opened. As far as we know, if we're wrong, let us know as usual, because you guys will let us know when we're wrong. I wish you guys were on the iTunes rating as fast as you were to tell us we were wrong. we'd have 1,000 messages by now, or 1,000 comments over there.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah. So anyway, they have soup and salad for breakfast, which I've never had soup and salad ever in my life for breakfast. Have you?
No.
But it's a
can't
fruit.
Say that I had.
It's a fruit salad though. It's a fresh seasonal fruit for $7.99. The entrees are bacon and egg sandwich, eggs, American cheese, candy black pepper bacon, or toasted chalala bread. So, I don't know anywhere else that they do a candy bacon on property for a walk up. Do you guys?
First I've heard of it.
No, so
sounds
it's
good though.
Yeah, bacon and egg sandwich, eggs, American cheese, candy black pepper bacon or toasted challah bread, $9.99. Egg white English muffin, egg whites, American cheese, and tomato on a toasted English muffin. I don't know of any other place that has English muffins on property that I remember reading. And I could be wrong, but we've done a lot of menus.
It's always toast.
Toast and buns and
biscuits every once in a while. Yeah.
Biscuits and croissants.
Yeah.
I've never heard of I don't think I've ever read before. An English muffin. I like a good English muffin every once in a while.
Yeah, they are good.
They have a sausage and egg English muffin, Canadian bacon English muffin, a breakfast burrito is egg, American cheese, chorizo, peppers, and onions, $9.99, and a breakfast taco, eggs, American cheese, bacon wrapped in a warm tortilla for $9.99. So basically all these sandwiches, everything's $9.99. They got hash brown bites for $3.99. Children... You can get a pancake and a sausage link for $6.99, and then French toast sticks for $6.99. Beverages, orange juice, apple juice, and coffee. We might have to try this one on our next trip, maybe.
Yeah, worth a shot. It's something different. And if you're heading out to the Animal Kingdom early You know, you said this is just at a takeout window, or can you sit
down? It's the Yak
and,
it's the Yak and Yeti. They have the outside spot with all, and they have the seats and all up there on the side there, like in the woods there. You know how that is.
Yep.
Am I?
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about, John? Right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a beer window over there. So, yes,
yeah, they have outside seating at the Yak and Yeti.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean now.
Yep. So, I mean, I might go with Brenda because we're gonna do rope drop the one day for the Flights of Wonder. So, I might go over here and grab the bacon egg sandwich and split it with her just to try that candied black pepper bacon.
Yeah, good way to
start.
Did
you maybe mean Flight of Passage? Flights of Wonder.
I'm sorry.
I know you
passage.
Like your bird show, but I don't know if you need the rope drop.
Yeah, I do. I'll take some of the muffin and toss over to the birds as I'm eating it for them. But no, yeah, Flights of Passage. My apologies. I had a long day, guys. I've been up since 4. We're recording right now at 7. It's been a long day, kids.
I don't know about you, Dennis, but I was thinking, man, he really likes that show.
Holy cow. Yeah.
Really. At the end of the day, I might end up liking that better. Ain't nothing better than my American Eagle. If I could fly on the back of that Eagle and not fly on that Banshee, I'd pick the Eagle.
There you go.
But anyway, yeah, we all have to try this, I think. One of us has to. John, you're the closest, so.
John will have the most opportunity, that's for sure.
Yeah, might have to go over and get a breakfast sandwich, John, one day.
I guess they'd probably be. What, or did they say what time they're gonna start serving?
No, I didn't see that, but I think it's. Hold on, I'll see. I'll go back and see. See how he is, guys. He always asks the questions after I leave the site.
There you go.
Yak and Yeti breakfast.
Well, I imagine park opening. So
yeah, it doesn't give times, times. But I think as soon as they're letting you in the park, I think they're gonna have a bacon and egg ready for you, John. And did you see our friends over at La Cava del Tequila? They've updated their menu. And I'm going in here to see. With the 1,000 margaritas that they have, I don't see anything new there. The chips and guacamole, you guys ever had that here?
Yes, I have. They're pretty good. I was in there a couple of times. And, they're traditional bar-type food. It was all right.
Yeah, they have chips and salsa, trio combo, and queso con jalapeno, warm white cheese dip with jalapenos. $10. No, thank you. Know what that would do to my guts by the end of the day? John, would you do that, warm cheese dip with jalapenos?
Yes, I would.
You
absolutely.
Like the heat?
yeah, I love jalapenos, so absolutely.
See, I wouldn't mind that sitting out on my back deck. When the facilities are in the house and ready for me. But to be roaming around World
Privacy.
Showcase banging down some jalapenos, I don't think it's good for you. What about you, Dan?
I like spicy food, but I don't like it super hot. I don't think I'd go for that.
Yeah, not dipping straight jalapenos.
No.
No, but I think they've added a couple new margaritas on the menu. I think they changed them out.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about the Maelstrom Margarita that we all want to try, or at least most of us want to try. I know the Blood Orange they've had forever. Minty Pineapple, that one sounds new to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know they've had the Cucumber, the Jalapeno, the Blood Orange, Horchata. That may be one. And the Wild Passion Fruit sounds new to me. But again, I don't drink a whole lot of margaritas, but those two sound fairly new to me.
Yeah, and I know the Mexican Mule, the Dragon Top Shelves, all that stuff has been here. The other one that looks maybe new is the Skinny Amberita.
Oh, yeah, tequila, amber blanco, fresh lime juice, and a hint of orange liquor with a salted rim, $16.50.
That's cheap.
Yeah, but I've never heard of that before either, to be honest with you.
No, me neither, so... Yeah, they've updated their menu, so head over there. If there's any of the margaritas you guys haven't had, head over. It looks like they added a few new ones.
Yeah, head over there and get in line now. You'll have to get in there.
Oh, my goodness. We tried. Any of you had the Strongbow apple cider ever before?
No, I've never. I've heard it. I mean, people either love it or hate it. That's what I gather from it. They either think it's the greatest thing in the world or they can't stand it.
John?
I've tried a couple of ciders, and I can't really tell the difference between any of them. So, you know, I mean, a cider tastes like a cider tastes like a cider to me. So.
And then I've never tried this. I've never seen anybody that had it. Have you ever had the Mexican, what is it, Michelada?
Mexican, where are we here?
It's under the beers. It's a Mexican Michelada. It's made with draft beer, tomato clam, orange and lime juice, Worcester, Maggi seasoning. Yeah, it's Maggi seasoning. A Valentina and soy sauce for $11.25.
I don't know if I'd touch
that with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, that sounds nasty.
But it's one of those. It's one of those things, though. It's so bad sounding. I might have to try it one of these days.
Well, you know they sell that Bud Light with Clamato all over the place. I don't know if you guys have it up there, but it's sold all over the place down here, and it's actually canned Bud Light with Clamato juice in it. And I can't imagine it, but man, they must sell it because it's available at every grocery store you run into. So
yeah, so well, I've never tried that either, John, and we might have to go in, the three of us, if we're down there together, and get this Mexican Michelada and just
double
try
bear.
It. Yeah, just try it together. For $11.25, we'd all be out $3 apiece. I mean, you know what I mean? Not quite $4 apiece. $3.75 apiece. I think we'd be okay.
Yeah, we could survive.
Yeah, but I think that's one of the things around World Showcase. You got to go in and try.
It's definitely unique, that's for sure.
If we had Dave with us, we could give it to him. Give it to Dave. He'll try anything.
Yeah.
Let's move on down the list. What's the next thing to update? Columbia Harbor House, we talked about on last week's show.
I think Beaches and Cream will be the next one.
Yeah, Beaches and Cream, Soda Shop Snacks, and Beaches and Cream Lunch and Dinner. Let's roll them down. Beaches and Cream for the snacks, the snack menu. They got a sugar cone, waffle cone, ice cream sandwiches, the Coke or root beer float. What do you guys like better, the Coke or the root beer float?
Root beer is classic to me. I'd go root beer.
John?
Coke.
I love my Coke, but when it comes to a float, it got to be root beer.
Yeah, my grandfather used to make them. He used to work for Pepsi years ago, and he used to get the, I forget what kind of root beer it was, but, and actually Moxie floats too. I know a lot of people hate Moxie. I get a lot of gripe over that. Have you guys ever had a Moxie soda?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No. You're going to tell us.
I will send you one. It's soda that's not very sweet. It's a very,
So it has Moxie.
no, it's obviously carbonated, and it's kind of like a cola, but it doesn't have a lot of sugar in it, so it's a very, I don't know how I would describe it, but it's if you like a lot of sugar in your soda, you're not going to like this, but I am going to send you guys a can of Moxie, because I think it's a regional thing. I don't even know if they carry it all across the country.
No,
it's not bitter like Beverly or anything, is it?
Yeah, maybe that is a good way to describe it, John.
Yeah.
Maybe not bitter, but it's got a, I don't know. I want to say bland, and that's not right either. But it's a unique taste that you either love it or you hate it. And I grew up having a Moxie float, so I would have that opposed. I'd get that if it was on the menu before root beer, but root beer over Coke for sure.
Absolutely, and I love my Coke. I got one right now. I'm not drinking a beer tonight. And I used to go to the local World's drugstore with my grandpa on Saturday mornings. And we would get a root beer float together at the counter, and he'd smoke a cigar on the way home and say, "Don't tell Grandma," as I was sitting there opening up my football and baseball cards. And finally, I got a little older. I said, "Grandpa, I love you and all, but if you think she can't smell that crap on you, you're not getting nothing by her. She's just happy all you're doing is smoking when you're taking a drive, and you're not smoking all day in the house. That's all she cares
right, yeah.
about.
Right.
But anyway, they have a s'more shake, chocolate or vanilla ice cream, Amarula cream, cream de coco, brown liqueur, topped with marshmallow, chocolate sauce, and graham crackers for $12. This sounds pretty good too, Dan. We can get a little lit. The classic root beer float, Coney Island hard root beer with vanilla ice cream.
Mm,
I'm in.
A little kick to it.
Yeah, my mom would love this. Grasshopper float. John would love this. John, you're going to like this. Have you ever had this over there, the grasshopper float?
No, I'm not one big on sweets and alcohol. So.
Well, you might like this. It's a Guinness stout with mint chip ice cream. That sounds really good, though. I think that would go. But he'll drink Japanese beer full of ice.
Yes, I will. It's not sweet though. So no. I don't like sweets with alcohol. It just doesn't taste good to me. So.
But this Guinness stout with the mint chocolate chip sounds good. I'm not usually that way anyway. But come on, a Coney Island hard root beer with vanilla ice cream. Then me and you'll go.
Yep, I'll get one.
We'll leave him drive the darn train.
Yeah, that's you guys. I hate them. Hard root beers are terrible. So hey, that's Dan, all you guys.
Hey, Dan, while we're down there next trip and he's over there working on the train, we'll get a picture taken, a selfie of us drinking these root beer floats on a hot summer day. Send it over to him. They have a tropical sunrise float, Ace Pineapple Hard Cider with Rainbow Sherbet, $12, a stout float, Guinness stout with chocolate sauce and vanilla ice cream. Now, that don't sound good. But
I'd try that one before the grasshopper. That one sounds better than putting with mint ice cream. I don't know.
Yeah, well. Dennis, mint or chocolate sauce?
I like the chocolate sauce better. Yeah. I do agree with you on the mint and the alcohol might clash.
Okay. Beers, Bud Light, Guinness, New Belgium Fat Tire. Have you ever had that one, John?
No, it's a silly question. Of course I have. Yeah, that's a really good one.
A good beer?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How many percent alcohol is that? That's probably in the same family as Golden Monkey and Le Fin de Mon, right?
No, I think it's a lot, about half of that. It's about 6.5.
But I'm saying the flavor profile because of it being a Belgian beer?
It's stronger than your Bud Lights and stuff like that, but it doesn't have that really strong taste that both Le Fin and Golden Monkey do, but it's certainly a good beer. So.
Well, they got a Recorderling pear hard cider, $9. Ace Pineapple hard cider, $7.50. They got your Schaffenhofer pink grapefruit, John, for $9.
Yep.
Heineken, $7.25. And then the Coney Island hard root beer for $7.75.
Yeah, the Schaffenhofer, that used to only be found in Germany. And it was the reason that a lot of people would go walk out of their way to head over to Germany to get that Schaffenhofer. But now it's available quite a few different places across property. I even found one over at Hollywood Studios a couple of weeks ago. So,
well, I was sitting right on the rack of my liquor store the other day. I looked at it for a minute, but I can't do the pink grapefruit. I almost bought it just to drink one for you, but I decided not to.
Well, there you go. You have to like grapefruit juice. If you don't like grapefruit juice, don't even bother. I mean, it's half grapefruit juice. So.
And Beaches and Cream Resort lunch and dinner menu. They updated their menu as of July. So if you go here, maybe you should check the menu out to see if any of your favorites are taken off or anything new was added that you're interested in. They got bowls. They got tomato bisque for $7. Bowl of chili topped with cheese and onions. For $8. That'd be good, like, down there in January or February. Nice bowl of chili topped with cheese and onions. I don't know if I would go for that in the middle of August. What about you guys?
Yeah, it might be a little hard going down. I mean, I know that Beaches and Cream, some people on property rate this as their favorite burger on property. It's an Angus beef burger served with cheddar, lettuce, tomato, and a fresh baked bun. I've had this burger many times. It is very good. I don't think I would have rated it, as best burger on property, but it certainly is, at least now with Pico's or Pecos Bill's having sold out and went Tex-Mex on us. So it probably is one of the places you can still
I
get
love
a
the way
a
you put
burger.
That, Dan. Little nice dig. Good job.
Sold out, huh?
John didn't even take the bait.
He didn't. I commend you for that. This round's on me, Dan.
All right. I was just going to say, they got the Beaches patty melt. I know that's been there. The Reuben sandwich, vegetable burger. I believe they've had that right along. Cheddar bacon ranch chicken sandwich, which is the grilled chicken breast, smoked bacon, cheddar on a multi-grain bun for $14.
Standard Turkey Club.
Yeah, Turkey Club. They got Now this. I don't believe they had. I don't recall seeing this open.
Me neither, Dan.
Loaf sandwich. So I'm thinking this might be one of the changes on this menu.
That looks pretty good too. Griddled meatloaf served on a toasted bread topped with mushroom gravy and French fries. $14. That don't sound bad.
No. I would definitely try this if I went there. I like meatloaf, and we've talked about, the meatloaf at Wolfgang's and a couple other places on property. So I'm going to add this into the mix and see where it stands.
Now, did they have the grilled cheese here, too? I don't remember that either.
Yeah, I do not think they had it, and I think these two or three items we're talking about right now are adds to the menu. I don't recall it being there, Doug.
Me neither. Six cheese blend on fresh baked chalotta bread served with lettuce and tomato for $12. And then the tuna, chicken, or egg salad sandwich served with a croissant and lettuce and tomato for $14. So, yeah, I don't remember the open face or the grilled cheese. If we're wrong, tell us. And after you're done, tell us how wrong we are. Head over and leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Go to that's what you do. Go to iTunes and tell us how wrong we are with a review.
Yeah.
And give us five stars.
Right.
The grilled cheese sounds like, 4 or 5 years ago, they had that, what they called the adult grilled cheese. Didn't they have it at Captain Cook's? And they took it off of the menu there, and there was a lot of people.
Yes.
About that.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for just a good cheese steak. Grilled cheese, you know what I mean?
Yeah, especially if they got some, more than just your standard American or cheddar cheese on there.
That sounds
really interesting.
I had that grilled cheese at Captain Cook's. It was very good, or is very good, however you want to say it.
I seen this girl, we were watching a show the other night, making a grilled cheese, and me and Brenda were laughing at her at first, because what she does is after the grilled cheese is almost done, she takes butter and butters the edges all the way around and lets the butter melt on the side of the grilled cheese.
Yeah.
We're like, what is wrong with you? More butter and fat? Then she takes it out and rolls it around in fresh Parmesan.
Oh, boy.
To crust the whole outside. I said, that's a genius, honey. She's a genius, I'm telling you. you know what I mean? I'm picking on her first. I'm like, why are you putting all that extra butter on there?
That's why.
So it made the fresh Parmesan stick right to it. Oh, my God. That's on the menu around here coming up very soon.
Yeah, when your wife's out of town.
No, Brenda said she – see, I'm allowed so many, John. Okay. Just got to pick and choose them. As long as I eat something good afterwards, I'm okay. But, yeah, I get about 3 grilled cheese a year.
You'll be eating chicken breast for a week after that.
Yes, or tofu. And speaking of things I'm not allowed to eat, for the children, they do have a hot dog, they got a cheeseburger, and they got macaroni and cheese. And Mickey Check Meals, grilled chicken sandwich. What? These are saying they're healthy for the kids, the Check Meals.
Okay.
I think that's what that's all about.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, everything sounds grilled chicken sandwich, grilled chicken served with side of applesauce, strawberry yogurt, top of fresh berries, and then the turkey sandwich, or their Mickey Check. They're the healthy choices.
Yep.
Desserts, they got the Beach's chocolate cake, grilled banana bread and peanut butter with caramelized bananas, whipped cream, and a scoop of ice cream for $7. That's not bad.
Yeah, reasonably priced.
Yeah, strawberry shortcake, $7. Then they got hand ice cream, hand scooped ice cream cone or cup, ice cream soda, kitchen sink, which we all know about. John has had 12 of them in his career by himself. Yeah. There's pictures of them on the wall in there, guys, if you want to go see them. He's the goofy looking guy. Fudge mudslide, Snicker Sunday. That sounds pretty good. No Way Jose. We've all had them. Old fashioned Sunday, classic banana split, malts and milkshakes. Frozen sunshine, rainbow sherbet, vanilla ice cream, and seltzer blended to perfection, topped with a whipped cream and candied orange slices. And brownie a la mode, Coca root beer float, s'more shake, the classic root beer float, which is the same as you can get at the snack. They're the alcohol-based ones. For regular beverages, they got brewed iced tea, Coca-Cola. They got our friends over at the Mickey Dudes. They got freshly brewed Joffrey's coffee. And then they got all the same same beer options. So Peaches and Cream has a nice little menu there.
Yeah, as we know, that's the toughest place about that place is getting in there. But once you get in, it's a nice little place to get some, you know, good counter service food and, you know, kind of take you back a few years to get those ice cream, you know, floats and such. And like I said, the burgers are pretty good and the new stuff they have on the menu, you know, it's definitely a place to check out.
Well, speaking of places to check out, let's over to Rick's Lounge in Coronado Springs, where I might be staying this winter if I can't get switched to Riverside. Yeah. But anyway, at Rick's Lounge, have you ever eaten in there, Dan?
Haven't eaten in here, but I've gone in here and I'm familiar with the whole place.
Me and you roamed in and left.
Yeah, as you read through this menu, you'll see why we didn't stick around.
Well, they've updated a little bit, so I mean, these sound interesting. Even though I hate the chips on Disney property, I wouldn't mind trying. I mean, I'd like to see them. Have you ever seen the house-made barbecue chips? Barbecue no. Spice chipped with caramelized homemade onion dip?
Nope.
$6.99. I would like to just see that. I've never ordered fresh chips and dip, have you, in my life?
No. And $7 for chips, I mean, that's...
I'm saying, I'd have to see it.
Yeah.
I'd have to tell him, let me see what I'm ordering here. And then they got chicken wings, choice of buffalo, Thai chili, or chipotle barbecue sauce, served with choice of ranch or blue cheese, and the side of celery for $10.99. And then they got crispy calamari, soups and salad. They got a Caesar salad, and they got a Caesar salad with shrimp or chicken. The regular salad, $7.99. You add chicken or shrimp, it's $13.99. And then they got sandwiches, the Ventanas burger, all beef patty with Vermont white cheddar and peppercorn bacon served on a brioche sesame seed bun, $6.49. And chicken for... What is that?
Focacci.
Her marinated grilled chicken breast on focaccia with sliced tomato, baby arugula, and bacon aioli for $14.99. Then they got wine and champagne. They got, you know, spirits, bourbon, scotch and whiskey, tequila, vodka, rum, gin, and cognac.
Right. So, and this is the place that we talked about it is, you know, where Coronado is a convention resort. You know, this is for the you know, business people to come in, and you see how they have it priced here. I mean, for, you know, gin, it's all bottle service, anywhere from 100 to 175 bucks. This place really isn't meant for the vacationer. You can go in there by all means and spend whatever you want, but by and large, the average vacationer is not going to go here because a lot of the stuff is meant to be put on corporate credit cards and stuff like that, not something that, you know, you're going to peel off a couple $100 bills for a bottle of rum for the table. You know, at least I'm not anyways.
Nah, I did that last year. I bought one of those bottles and, you know, I can't expense it no more. But right. A place that we all might end up, which I do like, is the Gargling Suitcase over at Old Key West Resort. That's a nice place, isn't it, Dan?
Oh, it is. I've been in there many times, and it literally is a hole in the wall, but usually has a friendly bartender, and, you know, usually, well, there's maybe 15 bar stools in there / tables, and it's cramped, but it's a quaint little place.
And they got quite a selection on this menu, too. You got calamari, the conch fritters, Olivia's favorite recipe served with key lime mustard and a remoulade sauce for $12, shrimp salad, bell peppers, Bermuda onions, jalapenos, cilantro tossed in fresh with a fresh citrus vinaigrette, fish tacos, fried mahi-mahi served on a corn tortilla, needs to be wheat or multigrain for me, tortilla topped with a zesty chipotle sauce, marinated slaw, and a micro cilantro. We'll leave the cilantro off and switch the tortilla, and I'm in.
All right.
Barbecue pulled pork nachos and a Duval Street burger. So topped with Duval Street burger is topped with shrimp, pepper jack, avocado, pico de gallo, served on our signature pineapple coconut roll with house-made potato chips. That sounds really good.
Yeah, definitely different. That must be a Key West thing. John, is that something unique to Key West?
Well, at Duval Street is in Key West. That's what it's named after. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a world traveler, Dan.
You wouldn't mind. I've been there twice, but apparently I missed the pineapple coconut roll.
Yeah, and Duval Street in Key West. Snacks, chocolate cake, key lime pie, crispy rice treat, strawberry cup, pineapple cup, hummus and pretzels, mixed fruit, watermelon cup, brownie, and chips. And then they have entrees down here, extra hot dog, $8.19 for a hot dog. I feel like I'm at the Phillies game.
Yeah, that's up there.
Shrimp cob salad, $8.49. Ham and cheese sandwich, $9.99. Man, my wife just packed me two of them, $20 worth.
Wow.
For lunch tomorrow. Chef salad, $8.49. Barbecue pork pita, $9.99. Jerk chicken pita, $9.99. Chicken nuggets, $10.29. Chicken Caesar wrap, $12.49. Turkey club wrap, $12.49. Tuna sandwich, $12.99. How the heck's the tuna sandwich $12.99?
I don't know.
Is something wrong with me, or am I falling asleep here? I mean, how is the tuna one of the most expensive things of all? Wouldn't you think the tuna would be cheaper than a shrimp cob salad?
You would think. I'm waiting to see a peanut butter sandwich for $12.99.
Holy moly! Tuna sandwich $12.99. I couldn't buy that out of principle. I can get my chicken at the sea for $1 something a can. cheeseburger $13.99, vegetable burger $13.99. So the tuna sandwich is only a dollar less. They're making money over that.
Yes.
Fountain soda, DeSante water, specialty cocktails, Magic Star cocktail. I ain't gonna read all these. Grand Margarita, Sultry Seahorse, Turtle Crawl, Frozen Mango Margarita, Rum Runner, and Long Island Iced Tea and beer. Selection may be available in the bottle or draft, but they don't give you the selection. But this is a nice little bar to hang out at. It's one of the better pool bars on property.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like I said, the only thing is you may not get a seat, or you may have to wait for guests to finish up and kind of hawk out a seat there. But if you can get in there, it is worth the trip over.
Well, that place really needs to have that selection, because that's basically old Key West counter service. You know, that's the only place you can grab anything if you're staying there just to grab and go. So that's why it gets so crowded, I believe, because if you just want a sandwich, that's where you end up going, you know.
Yeah, so. I think down on the left, John, there's a window that you can get burgers and chicken, but you're right, by and large that is the counter service. But it's very limited, and knowing that's the you know, the first DVC resort, they didn't really think through the food that well there, I believe.
No, they were – I think it was kind of weird. I think they kind of planned on – not weird, but I think they kind of planned on when they first started the DVC resorts that you're going to cook in your room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think then.
Oh, yeah. Most part. Yeah.
And then they realized who the hell wants to go on vacation and cook all week?
Right. Well, they were still doing it when they opened Kidani, because, yeah. I mean, Kidani doesn't have a quick service, so they were still thinking that way. So,
yeah.
And you're right. I mean, you're on vacation, even if this is your home resort and you're staying here every year. But, you still don't want to, unless you absolutely have a giant family, you don't want to cook when you get back, especially if you spend the day at a bar.
Right. But if you think about it, John, that's part of the sales pitch, you know, all the money you're going to save, because you're going to go grocery shopping and spend $150 and feed your family for the week instead of spending $1,050 eating out in the Disney restaurants. But in reality, after you cook once and you say, oh, we got to do dishes and this, and we can do this at home, forget it. And that's the last of that.
Well, and if you do want to cook, go over to our website and hit the tag for Garden Grocer and order all your groceries for your DVC resort.
There you go.
Speaking of eating out, one of our friends, Jen and Scott, from The Happiest Vlog on Earth, one of their favorites is Artist Point over at the Wilderness Lodge. Have either of you eaten here yet?
Nope, never been.
Nope.
They really like the filet at this restaurant. I know Scott likes that quite a bit, but they have a quite extensive menu, and they just re-updated it. I mean, starters, ahi tuna tempura roll, so they're serving sushi here too, artesian cheeses, handcrafted charcuterie plate, John, that's right up your alley, butcher's meat, marinated olives, mustard, preserves, and lardo toast for $19. Farm egg pappardella. It looks totally different than what you would think. But it really does. It's a duck ragu, but it's a farm egg pappardella. It's a duck ragu, oyster mushrooms, aged cow milk, cheese, and greens for $16. The picture looks way more enticing than what the ingredients sound.
Yeah, based on that description without a picture, I would not get that.
You got the menus. Click on the picture, then.
Yeah, all right, let me do that.
It looks totally different than what I just read. And tell me it doesn't.
No, you're right. I might give that a shot after seeing it.
Absolutely. Grilled shrimp cocktail, steamed mussels and clams, and a cheese plate. Soups and salad, land green salad, and romaine salad, and a smoked mushroom bisque, which I've heard good things. That really looks good, and it's different.
Mm. Wild metal pesto, sunflower seed,
salsify, bo bang biffy, salsify. I don't know what that is, but I'd like to try it. It looks pretty good. And prefix menu, taste a Pacific 5-course wine pairing, an additional $25. What these are is you can get choice of 3 entrees: aged buffalo, sirloin, roast half chicken, seared diver, sea scallops. I couldn't eat any of these, but you could do multiple entrees. And what the entrees are is you got a 10-ounce prime strip loin, 8-ounce triple A filet mignon. That's right up my alley. That really looks good, don't it, then?
Yeah, it does.
And that's served with crushed new potatoes, roasted carrots, watercress, and a herb vinaigrette. $50. Fitty spot.
Now, are crushed potatoes different than mashed potatoes?
Absolutely. They're just lightly crushed. They're not mashed. Okay. Hence crushed. Now, if I told you I'm going to mash your car, crush your car, I don't know if you know the difference. But apparently, exactly. But when it's a potato, it makes a big difference. Okay. And then you got a 14-ounce Kubota pork porterhouse, choice of house side, $46. 32-ounce aged bone-in ribeye for $2. Choice of house sides, charred onions and beef butter for $109. Wild-caught king cedar plank salmon. What is it? Filled potatoes, green capers, yogurt, lemon vinaigrette, $49. Aged buffalo strip loin. Farro risotto, root spinach, favus, radish, Van Duven juice for $49, buckwheat and galati. Hey, buckwheat and agnolotti is what it's called. Petite eggplant, English peas, whey vinaigrette, ramp. What the heck is ramp?
I don't know.
And mustard greens for $30. Half roast chicken, seared diver scallops, which is charred broccoli, petite potatoes, and a hibiscus bloom for $40. That sounds pretty good to me. Wild halibut, tomatoes, olive, chirimoya. What is that, Dennis? Chirimoya?
Chirimoya.
Yeah. Shaved potatoes, John. They're not crushed. They're not mashed. But they're shaved, baby. Fennel, kale. I ain't even going here.
Yeah, olive oil.
Aberqueen, olive oil for $41. Then the side dishes. If you don't want them smashed, bashed, shaved, crusted, or crushed, you can get local mashed potatoes with butter and cow's milk for $9. Crispy Brussels sprouts, which are good, with a sherry mustard vinaigrette for $9. Grilled Zellawood corn, chili lime, and a cachita cheese, $9. Pommes frites, rosemary sea salt, and a truffle macaroni and cheese, which that sounds pretty good for $9. Desserts, an almond butter cookie, warm donuts. Do you ever see these donuts? I think Jen and them got these donuts. They really look good. I seen it on one of their vlogs. Vanilla creme brulee, chocolate, cremeux, a pepita cloud, hiracha hibiscus for $12, and then they got the cobbler. Then you can get loose leaf tea. I like tight leaf tea. I don't really like loose leaf tea. I don't like loose leaf tea. Individual French press coffees, $8. There you go, John. You can go down right around the corner and get another press pot of coffee.
That's always good. Press pot of coffee is fantastic.
How come it's always better out than it is at home? You can buy that press and it don't taste good at all.
I've got 2 or 3 of them at the house now, and you're right. I mean, I make it every once in a while, but it just never tastes as good as it does in a while.
Put them on eBay. Put them up on eBay, John. cappuccino express.
Cut your losses.
Yeah. The press pod only tastes good out. They got cappuccinos and espressos, specialty cocktails. Wilderness Coffee is a Bailey's Irish Cream, Kahlua, and chocolate shavings for $9.75. That sounds really good. This is where Dennis belongs, on the Nutty Mountain.
Wow.
Bailey's Irish Cream and Frangelica. Lewis and Clark, E&G Brandy and Kahlua, Nuts and Berries. That's me and John. Chambord and Frangelica for $10.75. Gold Rush, Grand Marnier, Dark Cream de Coco and Kahlua for $10.75. An Irish Coffee, which is Jameson's Irish Whiskey and Cream de Menthe. Grand Marnier Flight and a Grand Port Flight. And then they got featured wines and dessert wines. It's a pretty extensive menu, wouldn't you say, guys?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And what else did they? The Marketing Ale Compass, they updated. That's over at the Yacht and Beach Club, which is going to be the new restaurant coming out there soon.
Right. I think I've been in here once, and it was just for drinks or something. I don't think we ate anything there.
Well, they got the times for this one, John. It's open from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. for breakfast. Lunch and dinner is 11 a.m. to 11:30 p.m., just in case you wanted to know the times here, John.
You got the hours on that one.
Yes, buddy. I got to keep them posted because you keep me on my toes. But here, for their grab-and-go, this is their counter service at the Yacht and Beach Club. Now they got Smash Mallows. This Smash stuff, I don't know what's up with this. It's a Smash Mallow, which is a snackable marshmallow. Why don't they just say marshmallows, man?
Yep.
And a Fofal chips, avalanche granola, and whole fruit, and a Rice Krispie treat is what their snacks are. Soups and salad, they got Greek salad, tuna salad, and a turkey avocado salad. Greek salad $7.29, tuna salad $11.49, turkey avocado salad $9.25. Sandwiches, they got a roast beef sandwich on a multi-grain. These are all grab and go. Turkey breast and brie, turkey sandwich, veggie sandwich, ham and cheese sandwich, spicy Italian panini, grilled chicken panini, and vegetable panini. Everything is $8.49 except for the veggie sandwich. They saved you 20 cents. It's $8.29. So you can't say they rip you off when they don't want to. They were good to us there. They saved us a whole 20 cents.
Yep.
Then desserts, you got apple mousse, $4.79, chocolate coffee mousse, lemon cheesecake, vanilla cupcake. At the bakery, you got banana bread, blueberry muffins, chocolate chunk cookies, chocolate croissant, cinnamon rolls, croissant, Gruyere, whatever the heck that is, lemon macarons, sticky buns, lemon mandolines, and carrot zucchini bites. And then for your breakfast, they got egg white breakfast wraps, egg white spinach, oven roasted tomatoes served on a whole wheat wrap, $6.79. That's not a bad deal.
No, not at all.
Ham and cheddar breakfast sandwich, egg, ham, cheddar cheese served on a pretzel roll, $6.49. That sounds interesting. And a turkey and cheese breakfast sandwich. That's a smoked turkey, egg, Swiss cheese, peppers, onion served on a ciabatta roll. Spinach and feta pastry, $3.59. Gourmet oatmeal. What makes the oatmeal gourmet? It has cinnamon, almond granola, brown sugar, dried cranberries, or golden raisins for $3.49. Assorted cold cereals, ice cream. They got your Mickey bar, Mickey sandwich. Mickey bar or sandwich, guys?
Bar.
John?
Bar.
I'm sandwich. Häagen-Dazs ice cream, Halo Top ice cream, Toll House ice cream, cookie sandwich. They got beverages. They got an Orgain protein shake, espresso. They got espressos, cold brew coffee, frozen blend coffee, macchiato, espresso, machado, Americano, cafe latte, cappuccino, cafe mocha, caramel mocha. They got a ton of stuff. They got wine. They got smoothies. No beer. I don't see any beer.
They got to have beer.
Yeah, they do somewhere.
What's the yacht club? They don't, beer is awful low.
John said it.
Send all your emails to John.
Yes. And then the last update is John's favorite place on property, the Boathouse. He goes here every chance he gets, and he says it isn't expensive enough. Just like the Joy of Tea, the Joy of China Pavilion. The Lucky Combo is the cheapest thing on property. Head over to the Lucky Combo and tell Pat from the Mickey Dudes that he sent you. So over here at the Boathouse, guys, John, do you want to read these menus?
Expensive, overpriced, and not all that good. There you go.
Yeah, damn. John don't forgive, does he? The guy didn't get served the beer at the Rosen Crown Pub 75 years ago, and he still won't go back. But they've updated the menu here. I mean, this menu is so expansive, guys, that I don't even know where to begin, Dan.
Yeah, I can't for the life of me. I'm just looking at it now. I mean, you're right, Doug. There's no way to tell what is new or what's
changed.
There's
so much on here.
Yeah. We'd be here for another day trying to read
Yeah,
this.
I mean, you got your normals, your raw bar, your lumbo lump crab cakes. They're special. They're rolled by Lumbo, the clown. They got jumbo lump crab cakes and avocado, which they really look good. Have you ever had them, Dan?
No, I have not. There's about 50 things on this menu I want to try when I get back there, and I will do that.
Yeah, Bob says they need to take the firecracker shrimp off the menu.
Yeah, right.
No, that's really good. John, that's what you should have got, John. You should have got yourself a couple appetizers and a beer and call it a day. You should have got what did they give you? What did you get? The appetizer that you liked. But
I got the oysters.
Yeah,
the oysters were fantastic. So,
you'd have been better off getting the firecracker shrimp and some oysters with a couple
and
drinks.
Half a dozen oysters, and I would have had a great meal. You're absolutely right.
Called it a day. So. Called it a day. But you got your surf and turf. They have the Cedar Plank Golf Maine Salmon, which I don't know if that was on there or not before, Dan. But it has a start. Yeah. It really looks good. I mean, they got Jumbo Love Crab Cake on the entrees now. I don't know if they moved that down. Grilled sea of Cortez shrimp and grits, which that really looks good too.
Oh, I mean, like I said, there's 50 items on this menu that I wouldn't mind having. I mean, I had the baked crab stuffed lobster, and that was I had it twice actually, and it was out of this world.
You got the two hot fresh lobsters, and John's they had his out of the they had his out of the tank like a half a day.
I think they took Dennis's shell that he left over and refilled it with something and gave it to me. So.
Sorry,
John.
That's okay. Hey. But see how crazy it could be. We've had it. You've had it three times between you. Dennis was great twice. John, yours was horrible.
Yeah. Right. And I think that, again, I think it was part of what time I ate, but I mean, it really shouldn't matter, you know, but yeah, I did eat it. Like, I think we ate at 2:45 or 3:00. So, it could have very well been left over from lunch is what I'm going with.
And, yeah. But for those prices, John, it shouldn't be phenomenal no matter what, when you order it.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, this looks really good too. The shrimp and andouille mac and cheese, that really looks good. It's $24, which I mean, it sounds a lot for mac and cheese, but it really looks good. I wouldn't mind trying that. The filet mignon here, the 8 ounce is only, I mean, this is crazy you're saying it, but it's only $39. The only thing is, it comes with no sides. You got to order them a la carte the way it looks, the picture looks.
That's what Lisa had, and it came with, I think, roasted new potatoes when she got it.
Well, so. The one I'm seeing here, and I don't know, I could be wrong, and I don't say order, but all it says is filet mignon, 8 ounce, $39.50. And it doesn't come with anything. Now, the New York steak and fries, that comes with French fries. Yeah. But the others, it doesn't say anything. I think the New York strip, you got every picture I'm bringing up just shows the steak sauce next to it and the steak.
Yeah.
So.
I think I see something that might be new, Doug. I don't remember us reading the FBA State Champion 2017 pulled pork sandwich with fried dill pickles, smoky barbecue sauce, shaved red onions for $16. I mean, they must have just won some contest this year, so it's on the menu, right? So that's a new item.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. Did they have a picture of it?
No, there's no picture. It's below the Yacht Club or above the New England Lobster Roll under sandwiches.
Okay. No, I mean, guys, you got to try this. I mean, everybody has to try it, like we talked about, John. I mean, you got a bad day, but I mean, everybody, Bob loved it. Dennis loved it. I feel bad that you got smoked for the day. They smoked your lobster. They didn't cook it, apparently.
And like you said, Doug, I mean, in hindsight, I really wish I would have done that. Just got a half a dozen oysters and the firecracker shrimp and tried it before I went ahead and committed to the big meal. But yeah, oh well. So
see, this is what me and Bren's gonna do. I think this is a better deal. They got filet mignon sliders, two sliders, and they're served with fresh. I can't even speak right now. Fresh asparagus. You get two filet mignon sliders with fresh asparagus for $14. Now I'll get myself, me and Brenda will get two filet mignon sliders, get the firecracker shrimp, and another appetizer or something else, couple drinks, and we'll be out of here for less than $60.
And you'll have tried a good sampling of the food items, right?
Absolutely. We'll get maybe the crab cake. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
There you go.
Try that.
Yep.
Get the crab cake, get surf and turf, dude. The jumbo love crab cake and avocado. Get the firecracker shrimp. Get the filet mignon sliders. So let me see. The filet mignon sliders are 14. The firecracker shrimp. Where is the firecracker? Firecracker once, firecracker twice is 16. So that's $30. And then the crab cake is 15. So $45 between the two of us. Two drinks. Like I said, $60, we ate good.
Yeah.
And we
didn't
get robbed like John.
Yeah, rub it in.
I would never. When do I pick on you, John?
Never. You're absolutely right. Never.
But you got to try this place. I plan on, you know, Brenda's never been here, so we're going to go over next trip and we're going to have a good time. And like John, I feel bad. I mean, I hate that you spent that because I know you spent your Christmas bonus on that, and it's sad that you didn't have a good time.
Yeah, I mean that I think that was the thing. It was we could have done so many other things with my Christmas bonus instead of that. But oh well. So, yeah.
You could have did what I said and then gone and ate it two other places.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell, we could have tried something, a couple items here, and then went over to Morimoto Asia and tried a couple of the street foods from their outdoor menu. And I could have stopped at Jock Lindsay's and got a drink. I mean, we could have used it in a much better way. So,
hold on. Let me see something here now. I want to see one little thing. Now, did the boathouse add, I think maybe what also they added, didn't they add that late night menu?
I thought that was Paddlefish that had
that.
Yeah,
Paddlefish had it. Oh, Mary Moda's the one that added that onto theirs. A couple of them have been adding the nighttime menus now. I didn't know if that was the part of the menu maybe they added to this, but it doesn't look like it. That was Mary Moda's added a nightly menu too. So. But no, I mean, head over, guys. Do like I said. Try the couple of the appetizers and stuff before you go all in on a $200 meal.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to. I mean, you should feel free to order anything at these restaurants and expect it to be good, right? I mean,
no, absolutely.
We can all tell stories like John's that, you know, we had a disappointing experience after somebody recommended a restaurant, and you know, it is unfortunate. We are teasing John, but I mean,
but
you know, that can happen to anyone at any time at any restaurant, right?
Yeah, the only thing I blame John for is I myself would have said something if it was my meal. Now, Brenda would have fought me if it was hers, but if I'd have paid $50 for that lobster, that thing better been to perfection. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I feel bad you didn't say something, Johnny.
Well, I'm that type of person that I just won't go back. So, I mean, I'm not gonna go back. That's the easy way.
But everybody can make a mistake. Like, you know, they might have grabbed. You don't know what happened. I'm the type to give them the opportunity to fix their mistake, and then if they don't, they're dead to me. You understand what I'm saying? But you've driven by or been late 20 or stops or carried the wrong thing in every once in a while. Don't mean you should never get to deliver to your places again. Am I wrong?
No, I'm just always leery about complaining about food with people taking things back to kitchens, like talking to chefs and bringing stuff back out. So,
well,
you know,
I'm
always leery of that.
But I would, if it was the way it was, I'd say if I'm wrong, then tell me why I'm wrong. If I'm not, then, like, why are you fighting with me? I mean, if it really was bad, it's bad. If you're a chef, it'd be like me saying, do you see that edge on that seam when I tape it and I didn't sand it properly? If I can't see it, there. I mean, I'm not offended. I'd rather somebody tell me, just don't trash me afterwards and don't give me the chance to fix my mistake. That's when I really get pissed off. If you've seen it, why didn't you say something to me?
Right.
We can all miss something. There's days where sun's shining in the window a different way, or there's days where I'm going to sand something and somebody gets in my way, so I go a different way, or I'm hitting something and I forget to do it. It isn't that it was done on purpose. You just get sidetracked. Something might have happened. Maybe they had staff out or something like that, and they can't learn from their mistakes if they're not told about them. You just leaving and not saying anything isn't helping anybody.
Well, frankly, I don't think the waiter could give a crap.
No, that's what I would have said. I would ask for a manager.
I like my meal or not, because he certainly was a whack job anyway.
I would have asked for the manager, and I wouldn't have been mean about it. I'd have said, you know, I just didn't like my service, and I'm not trying to be standoffish or fighting, but I don't think I was treated to the value of what this meal is. And I'm not saying I'm not going to pay, but I'm not going to come back if this is how I'm going to be treated every time. And if you don't care about me, at least I got to express my opinion to you. I didn't feel like I just left and didn't get to say what I felt. I wanted to tell you that this meal sucked. I'm not being smart, but like at least I'd have felt better about it after I left.
Yeah,
just not going back.
They
don't know. They don't know you're never coming back anyway.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it didn't suck. I mean, it wasn't terrible, and obviously I ate it all. So, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it wasn't by far the worst meal I ever had. It's just comparable to the price that I paid is what I'm saying.
But
you
shouldn't have
been
nailing through that piece of lobster with every single bite. When you're eating something that good, every bite should be getting better than the last one. It shouldn't be where you're smoldering as you're eating it. It's okay. Yeah. But am I wrong, though? It should be like, oh, my God. Like, you should be humming while you're eating. When you eat that good of food, you should be, this is so good. Yum, 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 yum. I mean, you shouldn't be there, son of a gun, I can't believe it's cold, but I'm eating it. It's okay. It's good. But it's not. Like, the whole time you're fighting yourself as you're eating. I've been there. At the end, the other person's hearing about it.
Yep.
You know, even if I get to tell Brenda, I think I left my something on the table. Would you hold my? I'll be right back. that has been done before.
I see that's how you lodge your complaints.
Yes.
You throw the wife off on a false trail.
Well, it's because she'll grab my arm. Just, honey, don't. It's okay. And I'm like, okay, baby, I'm going to go to the bathroom now, and I'll take the side way over to the other way. Yeah, no, that wasn't up to standard. Oh, my God, babe, they brought this to us over the table. Whoa, how'd that happen?
Mr. Davis, you have thousands of listeners that you're going to do a review of our restaurant on? Have this appetizer
exactly.
on the house.
But you know what I'm saying, John. I feel bad you're going home smoldering. I mean, I understand you ate it. There's many things I've eaten that were okay, but I expect that at McDonald's, not at the boathouse. You know, I expect to eat it.
You have a great point. I mean, I got a couple of breakfast burritos from McDonald's the other day, and they had been sitting under the heat lamp for too long. But I paid $1.29 a piece for the breakfast burritos.
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do?
When you're paying $50, it should be like, you should be looking at everybody at the table go, pointing at it. Oh, my God, this good. Oh, yeah, you should be making, it should be that good. That's how Marimoto Asia was when we ate there. However you're supposed to say it. Morimoto. Marimoto. What we ate there, all three of us were like a pack of wolves pointing at what we're eating. Good. You know what? Am I wrong, Dan?
No, you're like cavemen.
Yes. Good. So.
Yeah, see, the last place we ate at that the meal was like that was Le Cellier a couple of years ago. We got lunch there right before they switched the actually, that was on when we did our one trip on the dining plan, and we got lunch when it was still one table service credit. And I still ended up, even using the three table service credits for me, my son, and my wife, I still ended up spending over $100 because of the appetizers and the desserts and crap and beer, the beer flight I ordered, and the tip.
So, yeah, notice how he mentions his last and it's all the other people's stuff, and then he slides in the beer flight.
But that was probably the best meal I ever had on Disney property, and it was like that. I mean, we take a bite of my steak, and oh god, you know, and then the maple brulee for dessert was fantastic. The rock shrimp that we had for an appetizer, everything was just absolutely out of this world. So,
that's probably the
comparison I was looking for, and it just didn't match up to that. So.
No, the only thing I've ever had bad at Le Cellier, and I told the story, that was on free dining, and it was this. We got the desserts, and the s'mores weren't that good. They just wasn't up to snuff, and the waiter was bad that day too. And I kind of Brenda didn't even get mad at me that way. Like I said it out loud. I said, "Hun, don't you feel like we're being like pushed out the door? I mean, I mean, I'm barely eating my last bite, and you want dessert? What dessert you want? Blah blah. And I don't need that. Not when you're spending that kind of money. Even though it was dining, I'm still spending the money.
Yep.
Yeah, and it just that was the only thing that got me. I love Le Cellier. Well, I always love Le Cellier, but I just wish they would calm down with the whole pricing deal over there. Enough's enough already.
Yep, they ruined a good thing. That's for sure.
Yeah, they started to smell themselves. But speaking of smell themselves, I want to go to bed.
Okay.
But anyway, guys, please head over to our website and check out the polls for food and wine. And we're going to be doing the 20 with Bob as soon as he comes back on the pre food and wine top 20, which ought to be pretty good. And I'm looking forward to that, guys, and making us all hungry. This show tonight made me hungry. And speaking of shows coming up, our good friend Brian and Carmen over at Peas and Carrots, their new vlog coming out is at Rose and Crown and at Riverside.
I think they did it just for me. To Doug Davis.
I think they did it. All they would have to do is take a ride on the train, and happy days are here again.
Yeah, actually, I just watched there. They also did a food and wine preview, pre-festival.
Yes, it was a good show.
Yes, very good. Very informative, and you can check that out as well.
Yep, so head over to our good friends over at the Adventures of Peas and Carrots, and they do a wonderful job, and they're great friends of ours. Speaking of our other friends, we're going to have Jen and Scott on soon. I just spoke to them the other day. They're going to come on and give us a couple reviews of our last trip. So that'll be a lot of fun. So head over and check them out at The Happiest Vlog on Earth. They're friends of ours. I hate to admit it, but head over and see Pat and Dave and all the guys over at the Mickey Dudes. You know. But anyway, go over and see those guys. And please, guys, check John out at Beer Solo and the Weekly Pint. You can find
check me out on the train in Africa at Rafiki's Planet Watch and Wildlife Express.
Yeah, we'll have to get you some Main Street pins to hand out. Anyway, yeah, go take a ride with John. It ought to be a lot of fun, and you guys can pick on him if you want. But anyway, find them at Beer Solo and the Weekly Pint. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find me at Grumpy6767. And you can find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, be kind to one another. I'll pick up the tab tonight, guys. I had a lot of fun, and we will talk to you real soon.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Well, that's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. That's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.